In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the month of Kiyak, the last month, we were speaking about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the month of Tuba, we speak about the baptism. That's why last week we heard about Jonah, and today also about the waters, and next week, God willing, will be about the miracle of healing the man who was born blind, also as a sign of baptism. And the baptism of John the Baptist was the baptism of repentance. But the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament is the new birth from water and spirit. And it is a sharing of the burial of our Lord Jesus Christ as he was in the tomb for 3 days and three nights. We also are immersed in the water 3 times in the name of the Holy Trinity. We meditate today on one verse in the Psalm of our Father David, the King and the Prophet. He said, We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to reach fulfillment. We went through fire and water. All over the history of the world, we see that there were many events that people went through fire and through water and were brought out to a rich fulfillment, to rest. Probably the first one was Noah and his family, who went through the water, through the flood, for many, many days, about 150 days. But at the end, they were saved to restart the life on earth. Also, after that, the children of Israel, when they went out of Egypt, led by Moses, they went through the water. And it was considered as a baptism. That's why St. Paul, in his first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 11, he said that all of them were baptized to Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They went in a dry land in the middle of the Red Sea, and they were saved from the slavery of Egypt to the freedom in their way to the promised land, Jerusalem on earth. As a sign that the baptism transmits us or opens to us the way to Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem. We saw also other people went through the fire. We saw the 3 young people Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were in the fiery furnace, but God, the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, appeared with them, and he did not blow out the fire, but he saved them while the fire was in. And it's a very important lesson. We will come to it later. Also concerning the water, Jonah the prophet. Jonah wanted to escape from the Lord, who asked him or ordered him to go to Nineveh, the great city, and to preach to her, its people. But he escaped to Tarshish in a boat, but the Lord surrounded him as if he seized him. And he prepared for him the whale or the big fish in the sea. And the big fish became to Jonah like a submarine. No. It became like a temple. A temple. Because from this big fish, from this temple, Jonah lifted up his heart and said a very, very deep prayer. We remember it at the last hour, the 12th hour of the Great Friday, at the end of the Holy Week, which is the hour of the burial of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we remember that as Jonah was in the belly of the big fish for 3 days and three nights, also our Lord Jesus Christ was in the tomb for 3 days and three nights. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ himself said about that. Now, if I want to apply it on myself, how can I say I went through fire and waters? What is the fire to me? The fire to me could be external fire and internal fire. The external fire is the persecution, the difficulties, the afflictions, the problems that surround me from time to time. From time to time. As we hear now with our brothers in Christ, in Naga Hammadi, in Farshud, in Armant, in Bahgur, and as I said yesterday, they are not so far from us. Satan works everywhere. We are not so far from the dangerous. It could be here at any time. No guarantee. Satan uses the people to blow the fire at the believers of Jesus Christ, at his children. So now we are facing the fire. We go through the fire of this world. There are many problems around us. There are many afflictions. Just to say, how many people deny Jesus Christ nowadays? How many people blaspheme against our Lord Jesus Christ nowadays? How many people dispute us and laugh over us because we worship our beloved crucified Lord Jesus Christ, who came to save us and to save the whole world. It's a fire. It's a fire. But look, be in good cheer. The Lord is with you. The Lord will not leave you. As he came to save the three young men in the fire, he is with us. Just we need to have faith. Just we need to have trust in him. Just we need to look at him, not at the fire. To look towards heaven, not towards earth, so as not to be troubled or doubt in the power of God and the desire of God and the love of God, who can save us and who saves us really. We went through the fire. We went through the fire. The internal fire actually is the war of Satan inside us, not outside. He fights against us from outside, external fire. But from inside, through our senses, through our weaknesses, our desires sometimes become lusts. And when we have lusts, we will have bad thoughts, bad deeds, bad words, bad life. It's a fight from inside. This is what we call internal fire. And about that, St. James said, St. James explained in his first epistle, first chapter of his epistle, about the temptations. Not every temptation is from outside, it's from inside. When we leave ourselves and when we give Satan a chance to conquer us and to impure our inner hearts, and to impure our senses, we went through the fire. The fire. We went through the fire from outside, and we went and we still go through the fire from inside. What can save us? From outside, have faith in God. From inside, repent. This is what we need nowadays. The apparition of St. Mary in different places in Egypt is a cry from heaven saying, come back to me. Come back to me. Repent from your hearts. It's not enough to feel the church with people, but it's very important to fill every heart with Jesus Christ. Very important to cleanse our hearts from inside. We need to repent. We need to confess. We need to take care of our lives from inside. We need to be clever enough to look at the end of our lives here on earth and to be sure that one day, and this day could be very nigh, very soon, he may come now. He may come now through these tribulations. It's a waking cry from heavens. A waking cry. And also, these apparitions of St. Mary and the other signs of the doves and lights is a comforting message, saying, I am with you, even if you face the external fire. I will help you. I will be with you. We went through the fire and we went through the sea, the waters. What is the waters? The waters means to be drowned in the possessions of this world. To live not according to the spirit, but according to the flesh. Here is the drowned people. They are drowned in the sea. They are drowned in the water. They are not aware of their future. They don't commit a big sins to regret and to repent. But they are busy. They are drowned in the water. They are busy. From the beginning of the day to the end of the day, they are busy, 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 busy. The student is busy. Why? He has an exam on Monday. Okay. He has an exam on Tuesday. Okay. Saturday, Sunday, morning and evening. No church, nothing. No even time to pray. No even time to read the Bible. He wants to pass the exam. A businessman. He wants to open his business from 8 o'clock and work and work and work and work until the day ends. And he becomes exhausted. No prayer. No Bible. No feeding back his deeds and his thoughts through the days. Nothing. He is drowned in the water of this world. Be aware of that. Be aware of that. Do not be drowned in the waters of this world. Please. And as the Lord is able to save you from the fire, from outside and inside, He is able also to help you in your work, in your study, in everything you do here, but as a secondary action in your life. The primary is to have a good relationship with Him. The primary is to remember Him at the beginning of the day, during the day, until the end of the day, and then until the end of my life. We went through the waters and the fire. But the Lord brought us to a rich fulfillment. One of the very impressive prayers was the prayer of Jonah while he was in the belly of the big fish. He said to him, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction. Huh? And He answered me. Answered me. He had faith that the Lord answered him. There is a very important point we have to know. We said it yesterday in the Vespers. The Lord has the solution of your problem even before you fall or you face the problem. And this is what His Holiness Pope Shenouda said 2 weeks ago. Not this Friday, not last, the before the last, when He was commenting on the events of Nag Hammadi. He said to them, the voice of your voices reached the Lord. And He had an action. He had an action. before your voices came to him. He had an action. Have this faith that before you go through the fire and the water, the Lord has the solution to save you. Have this faith. Rely on him and come back to him and awake. Let us awake from our slumber, because really we need nowadays to repent and to strengthen our inner building, our inner structure, individually everybody, and as a whole our church, to be ready for the events which may come. And I say, expect more severe attack or attacks from Satan against us everywhere, not only in Egypt. But if it is now in Egypt, our duty is to pray and to fast. Like who? Like Esther. Esther and Mordechai. Esther and Mordechai fasted and prayed for the people who were in Jerusalem and for the walls who were distracted. This is our duty nowadays. And thank God that we have tomorrow the fasting of Jonah for 3 days. Let it be for 2 main reasons. Number 1, my repentance. Number 2, my brothers and sisters in Egypt who face these tribulations and temptations. We pray from all our hearts that the Lord may accept our prayers for them and accept our repentance and forgive us our sins. Glory be to him forever. Amen.